Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when you need them.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com, home of the binary trigger, the home of St. Louis, Providence, Militia Line, Reformation. Go check them out. Okay, so, you know, I like the Riders. The Riders, you know, I'm a commentator. I'm not thinking this stuff up. I'm actually going and looking at what Riders have to say and commentating on them, you know, what they have to say and mixing my own stuff with it. And occasionally some of these guys get out there and I could just about do it verbatim. But instead, since it's their stuff, I'd rather have them on and discuss it with them than me just getting out there and reading it for them. So joining me now, he is a writer that is published across the Internet in various places, including Ammo Land. I've seen his stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com and a few other places. His name is John Petrolino. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Am I right about where you get published? I know I've seen your stuff in various places.
Yeah, I write. I have had some stuff. I had a piece on Truth About Guns. Primarily, I'm writing for Ammo Land and Bearing Arms. That's the two places that I push most of my work through.
Well, Bearing Arms also has that fine pedigree. I've been doing stuff with Bearing Arms since, unfortunately, the late, great Bob Owens. But anyway, you put out an article the other day that I think hits to the heart of the matter, because we got, 9.5 million new gun owners, they're saying, 10 million new gun owners. And you talk about their need to go get trained, because these guys are fresh off the boat, basically, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, and those numbers look pretty good from what I understand. 2020 yielded NSSF estimated 8.4 million, and then couple that with the numbers that haven't been completely tabulated from this year. Yeah, we are probably looking at over 10 million new gun owners since last year. And, you know, one of the big things is, you know, you get people that are just buying their pistols and they think they just slap the bullets in there and pull the thing on the top back and they're good to go. And as you know, and as many of your listeners know, that that's not the case. And, you know, with that, a lot of these first-time gun owners, these aren't necessarily people that were ever exposed to firearms in their lives, because let's face it, if they were exposed to them, they probably already would be a firearm owner. And pair that with not having training, you have a recipe for disaster. So I was compelled to kind of throw together an article as a bit of a public service announcement that, you know, if you're a new firearm owner, it is time to get training. And I wanted to speak to some of those points about the safety aspect to all this. And, you know, it goes far and wide, too. It's not just new gun owners. You know, veteran gun owners also should be seeking training on the regular at least once a year. To stay fresh. But for the new guys out there, absolutely, and girls, you know, just the basic mechanics of firearms, I'm not even talking about that the tactical classes, you know, basic safety, use, cleaning, and things of that nature.
Well, I mean, it's for a lot of people that have purchased it this in the last year, a lot of them are buying them in sort of a free fire zone to begin with. They probably have there's probably a need for them to have a little more steeper of a learning curve than, say, most of us. But then again, a lot of us grew up with them, or in certain cases, maybe we've used them professionally or something. What kind of feedback did you get from this article?
Pretty good. A lot of people gravitated to it, and you know, I monitor social media pretty closely. That's where I try to get this stuff out. And for the most part, there was a lot of really good reception about this because training is important. And, you know, on this side of things, it's very easy to sit and talk about and write about the politics ad nauseum, especially in the current state of affairs. But we shouldn't be neglecting the fact that there's a very real group of branding new gun owners that do need training. And a lot of people might not even know where to go or how to go about getting it. And that's, you know, what I broke down, you know, the two largest national organizations right now that are offering training to people would be the National Rifle Association and the USCCA. Those are the two big ones right now. And sure, there's plenty of other out there, but I'm just talking about some basic training that you're going to be able to go, and for lack of a better term, off-the-shelf training that is a program that will prepare a gun owner to at least responsibly own a firearm. Now, the NRA classes, they focus quite a bit on the fundamentals of shooting and standing erect, pointed at your target, and putting holes in paper. And that's very good training, especially if you have never handled a firearm before. And those classes also go through, like I said, cleaning guns and all of that. USCCA, they take kind of a different approach where their training is centered around the defensive uses of a firearm. So let's get you to where you need to be so you can comfortably deploy a firearm if you need to in the event of a bad situation. And those are two places that I kind of pointed, you know, the readers to, and then also the public ranges and private instruction is another element there as well for resources. And depending on where you live in the country, you may or may not have all of the above available to you because, you know, let's face the facts here. If there's no infrastructure where you're at, the likelihood of having a big, you know, public range where you could go to get training and things, it all depends on where you live. I get that. But some of these private ranges or public ranges, they do offer their own programs as well. And I just thought it was important to kind of highlight where you go to look for all of these things. And we could talk more about the programs as well if you want to, the NRA versus USCCA. They've got a whole bunch of stuff out there.
Well, we can do that in the next segment or in the following segments. So I wonder, see, this is the thing with the new gun owners. I wonder how many of them are aware that there's literature out there to give them pointers on what they need to do. This is almost, it almost is turning into an outreach sort of dynamic. But we're coming up on the first break, so if you would, please, sir, tell everybody how to find you and the work you do.
So the easiest way to find me is on johnpetrolino.com. So that's JohnPetrolino. .com, and there's all kinds of information there on the website about me and a way to get in touch with me if you want to. And I also have links to some of my articles. I'm really behind on updating them, but if you go to those articles, you can find my bylines with Bearing Arms and Ammo Land and get my more up-to-date stuff there as well. And there's also information about my book, Decoding Firearms, which is a book that I put together. I started it in 2019, and it just so happened that 2020 ended up being the year of the gun, and I released this book, which is kind of a soup-to-nut guide on getting people up to speed on using firearms.
Okay. Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with writer John Petrolino. Are you an instructor as well? I always miss that part if you're an instructor. Are you an instructor as well?
Yes, I have. I'm certified in both NRA and USCCA for the basic stuff and a whole bunch of disciplines with the NRA, and then for the USCCA, basic defensive pistol and concealed carry fundamentals and home defense fundamentals. So that's kind of my side hustle is being an instructor.
Between the two certification processes, which one do you feel is the better, or is there a better?
I think that you're comparing apples to oranges in almost a sense, because they're different, and I think they're both great, and they really are, and they both have their merits. The NRA, for some of their higher level stuff like personal protection inside the home or personal protection outside the home, they kind of confine instructors a little bit because they need to bring a police officer or a lawyer in to teach a section of that class. So that kind of holds people back a bit from being able to teach those classes effectively or the way they're supposed to be. Because now you have an attorney that you have to pay or a police officer that you have to pay to come in to give a section of the class. Whereas the USCCA, they don't have any requirements like that, and they'll let you go over some of the use of force things and, you know, shoot, don't shoot scenarios and things like that. But, you know, both programs, and again, NRA, if you're looking at the basic pistol and first steps, it looks like they're bringing first steps back, which was actually news to me when I started writing the article. First steps is basically a 3-hour class that you would do on one firearm make and model, kind of the perfect thing for all of these new gun owners that are out there. You know, learn how to use your gun and use it well. So the NRA first steps, then the basics pistol, basics of pistol shooting, whether it's blended, which includes an internet portion and an instructor-led, or you have strictly instructor-led class. Again, these are not self-defense classes. These are classes to get you started up and going. They're very comprehensive, very good. I think they're great. USCCA, they go in their beginner-level classes, bring up self-defense, and that's what they're getting you ready for. So depending on what you're looking for as a new gun owner or even a veteran gun owner that wants some training, depends on what you want to select. If you want to just straight up deal with the self-defense stuff, maybe the USCCA is for you. If I had to give a recommendation, if someone's like, hey, what would you recommend? I'd say take an NRA class and a USCCA class because I think they complement each other very well.
It's always good to get different perspectives, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. And I've gotten a lot of students. Last year, I've done more students. Since the beginning of the pandemic, I've done more students in the last year and a half than I have since I became an instructor in 2014. And like I said, this is my side hustle, so it's not like I'm getting rich off of training people. But I've gotten a lot of people that have returned for more training. And some of those people, I'm straight up with them. I said, look, unless you're looking to do something different, like, say, a USCCA class or something like that, go find another instructor. I can recommend other instructors. And, you know, granted, that's not financially beneficial to me, but for the student, getting a different perspective, I think, is incredibly important.
Now, you have the enviable task of training people in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you have to go? I mean, is that easily done? Is there a lot of hoops to jump through on that one?
Yeah, there are a lot of hoops to jump through. So basically, I don't have my own facility, so I have to do this at a range. So there's a range that I do have an agreement with where it's okay for me to train people. But because of that, I don't have a classroom. So I'm doing primarily at the range training. Everything that you get is there. Whereas if you're in, let's say, Free America, I could go and rent a space, which would be much easier anywhere, and bring firearms to that space and get out of the way all of the this is the muzzle, this is the trigger stuff in the classroom, and then bring it to the range later on. But because of New Jersey's possession laws, we cannot do that. That would be a felony.
Yeah, I've read about some of those New Jersey laws. There was a time, if I'm not mistaken, to where if you were driving from range to home or vice versa, that you couldn't stop, like, at the convenience store and use the restroom, could you?
That time is technically still now. The statute of the law does read, and I'm not an attorney, right, or a paid attorney spokesperson, but the statute is, you know, directly to the range and home from the range with no unnecessary deviation. And there was a memo that was issued out when Chris Christie was governor, kind of clarifying what that includes, like a necessary deviation being using the restroom, going to the hospital, getting food and stuff like that. But they were still very, very confining requirements. And, well, you know what? Chris Christie's not the governor anymore, and I don't know if the rest of Free America got the memo, but Governor Phil Murphy is not exactly a fan of firearms and or firearm owners. So how that guidance is perceived today, you know, is kind of up in the air.
Yeah, that would be rough stuff for me. That would be rough stuff for me. I've seen, although I also know that there is one place that is worse, and that's Hawaii. So these restrictive states bug me a little bit. Real quick, tell everybody how they can find you, please, sir, before we head into the next pause.
Sure, johntetrolino.com. So that's www.johntetrolino.com. And like I said, you can reach out to me, read about me, my bio, my background, my book, and there's some links to some articles that I'll bring you to some other articles as well, and interviews as well, podcasts, shows, things like that.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The western United States is bracing for another major heat wave this weekend. Triple-digit temperatures are expected across the Mountain West and into Canada starting on Saturday, with record highs possible through Monday in parts of Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Forecasters saying daytime highs will be 30 degrees above average for mid-July and could contribute to the spreading of wildfires in the West. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott isn't backing down in his fight with Democrats who have left the state and are not doing their job in protest of a voting bill.
They can stay away as long as they want. I will continue calling special session after special session, so they can run, but they cannot hide.
The Democrats flew on a chartered plane to Washington, D.C. to stop the measure from advancing. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The White House continuing to look for ways to fight vaccine hesitancy.
The United States government is now in the business of fact-checking over at Facebook. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki at the lectern.
We've increased disinformation research and tracking within the Surgeon General's office. We're flagging problematic posts for Facebook that spread disinformation. We're working with doctors and medical professionals to connect to connected medical experts who are popular with their audiences with accurate information and boost trusted content. So we're helping get trusted content out there. We also created the COVID Community Corps to get factual information into the hands of local messengers.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Inflation worries are putting a dent in consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's preliminary July readings on consumer sentiment fell to its lowest level in 5 months. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with writer and instructor John Petrolino. Just talking about how much fun it was to train people in New Jersey. Tell me about the book, if you would, please, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Decoding Firearms, the subtitle is An Easy-to-Read Guide on General Gun Safety and Use. Was actually kind of accidentally born. Since we were talking about training, in 2019, I was wrapping up working on another project of somebody else's, their book. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, there's some things that I would do differently or, you know, whatever. While that project was going on, I was actually writing a class that I was putting together so that I can give my students maybe a little bit more of what they want. And again, getting away from some of the confines of the NRA program or USCCA, whatever. So I had put together my own program. And for the book, I had said, you know, I wanted to come up with a handout that I could give to my students that they could go home with that I thought was all the important information that they needed about gun use and gun ownership. So I based it off of the outline for my class. And when I got done, I ended up with a 266-page book. And it's 6x9. So this isn't a small book by any stretch of the imagination. And needless to say, it's not just a handout. It's a full-on book. And I cover in here, all the safety rules that you need to be aware of. And I also go over pistols, revolvers, rifles, and shotguns. So I go over long guns and handguns in here to kind of give gun owners a fillet of everything so you can pick this thing up and it'll be somewhat universal to your needs. And granted, it's a basic level book. It's not a doctoral level, use of force book. This is the 101, you're a brand new gun owner, and this is what I think you need to know. And in there, like I said, I go over all the rules and the use, and I get the reader up to the point where they're at the range and they're getting ready to fire their first shots. And that's the first half of the book is covering that material. And then from, like, I think chapters 9 through 14, I look a little bit closer at some of the rules and talk about things like sanitary considerations, protecting yourself from letting chemical exposure at the range. I talk about personal protective equipment, or PPE, quite in depth. I look at it from an occupational safety hazard perspective. So your different hearing protection and what the noise reduction rating or NRR would be, what that all means. And then also for your eye protection, your glasses, the different ANSI ratings that are out there, and what all this stuff might actually mean. So that's also another section of the book, and talking also about gun storage and the different apparatuses and ways to store a gun, from your straight-up big, heavy-duty safe to concealment furniture or quick-access lock boxes. So I really tried to leave very few stones unturned in the book. There's a very small section on gun cleaning, and the reason why it's very small is because to my readers, I've mentioned it over 43 times throughout the text of the book, referencing the manual, that when you get a new gun, read the manual. The manual has really good, tremendous information in there, at least it should. And part of that is going to be the gun manufacturer's, policy and procedure on how you should be cleaning that firearm. So the cleaning of the firearm section in the book kind of just talks about your basic things that you might need to be able to clean a gun, and then your, go from breech to muzzle type of thing, and, lubricating and that kind of stuff. So it's nothing too crazy. And at the very end of the book, I talk about the Second Amendment. I've got a very, very short chapter on the Second Amendment in there. And the reason why it's very short is I didn't want the book to be a political book. I like to leave it apolitical. So I try to keep a lot of the rhetoric out of there, talking about the negative jurisdictions, for lack of a better term. So right. There's very few references to that in the book. But again, hey, the Second Amendment belongs to everybody, left, right, or center, blue, red, purple. It doesn't matter. The Second Amendment is an American right for all Americans, for everyone to enjoy. So I do have that chapter in there discussing that, kind of as a primer to hopefully get people to maybe read a little bit more on their own. Because let's face it, we don't know who all these new gun owners are, but I can guess there's also some people that don't necessarily agree with your politics or my politics that are now gun owners, and they deserve training. To me, it's a nonpartisan thing.
The one thing about books like that, though, and I discovered this working locally as a fill-in on various radio stations, around where I live, there's two or three places you can go to get instruction, and I keep getting begged when I mention that on the air to go get the instruction there, and they don't know where it's at. And I don't know why they don't know where it's at. I kind of have my doubts about their seriousness about training, because we walk around with these smartphones. Smartphones are the access to all the known knowledge man has to offer right now today. And everybody's got one, so, or for the most part they do. So, while everybody's got one and they're not using them to look up where these places are, I sit back and I, you know, when somebody writes something like this or something, or some sort of guide and gives somebody some sort of ideas of where to go and what to look for and what to, you know, what sort of techniques you want to see and that kind of thing, that's always a good reference for them. But I just, you know, the big problem we have, and you might want to, if you want to talk with me about this, I would love to get your take on it, especially coming out of New Jersey. The big problem that I think people like you and I have is we put out all this work to help these new people doing things, and the legacy media just basically doesn't report on it, doesn't put it out there. If they're not looking for it actively, they don't know it exists.
Right, and to your point, 100%, I think you're spot on. I mean, the article that we were talking about, the new firearm owner time to train article, is in a website called Bearing Arms. So I'm putting this out in almost an echo chamber. So my hope is that somebody would use a search engine and maybe that's a new gun owner maybe stumble upon this, because you're 100% correct. Legacy media and mainstream media, they're not reporting about this stuff. And, you know, that would not necessarily fit the narrative that they think needs to be put out. And I could be wrong about that, but that's just my observation. Because I would love for this kind of information to get further out there to the masses. And, you know, to your point, we have these smartphones. In our hands, we have more computing power than they had that they used to put man on the moon.
Yeah. Hang on for me there, John. We're coming up on the next break.
Sure thing.
Find John's work at bearingarms.com, which is an excellent resource. Cam Edwards, Tom Knight, and John, they still have the works of Bob Owens there. And, of course, Ammo Land, you know how I feel about them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with writer and instructor John Petrolina. And you and I and the ones that do what we do, the ones that try to disseminate information, whether it's news or something instructional, we fight an uphill battle, don't we?
Yeah, uphill battle, to put it lightly, for sure.
Now, especially for you now, in New Jersey, you know, you got Anthony Calandro, who's out there, the gun for hire. I mean, there's you have a lot of very staunch pro Second Amendment advocates that fight. You haven't left there for whatever reason. And I'll be honest with you, I would have left there by now. I would have headed for free America just to have that culture shock once in my life. And,
yeah, I hear you.
So for you, I mean, how do you keep motivated to continue the fight, especially when you're in one of the areas in the United States where it is so restrictive?
I committed myself to this. I can't exactly say when, but clearly, you know, I'm on the side of freedom, and this cause is important to me. And guys like Anthony Calandro, and a big shout out to Anthony. What a great patriot instructor. Does a lot for the Second Amendment in New Jersey. And he's been dealing with this far longer than I have. And I don't know how, because to what you say is, how do you have the motivation? This is what it is. If we don't stop, slow or reverse all of these issues and problems and bad policy and laws in states like New Jersey, New York, California, Illinois, Maryland, Hawaii. If there aren't people here sounding the alarm, doing the work to try to keep it at bay, it's going to come across the whole entire country. It really will. And this year, things seem very, very promising on the level for the states. There's a lot of states that are asserting themselves. And I think it's a great thing to see the number of permitless carry states, you know, go up, the number of states that are asserting themselves as Second Amendment sanctuaries. They're sending a message. But that does not change the fact that these bad policies start in states like New Jersey and California, and they spring up all over the country. So somebody has to do it. And at minimum, you know, we can laugh about it and kind of ingest. And you know, somebody's got to be here to kind of shut the lights off when the party's over too.
Right.
You know,
right?
You know, when is it time to call it quits? I don't know. And Anthony's been at this for 30 plus years, and I've only been really writing about Second Amendment related stuff since 2015, and not that much from 2015 up until last year. Last year is when things really blew up, and I started to, you know, really write a lot of Second Amendment content. I could see it's exhausting. I just try to keep my eye on the prize and hope that in 5 years from now, when you and I chat, that we'll be talking about the freedoms that have been returned to states like New Jersey and New York, and the hopefully this Corlett case, it was rebranded as something else now, the New York State Rifle Pistol Association case. You know, hopefully that this will yield relief to the citizens of the final holdout states that just refuse to issue concealed carry permits. And it's not just concealed carry permits, but that's a big thing. But now we're dealing with what? The ghost guns. We're dealing with the red flag laws. We're dealing with all of these horrible policies. The AR-15 gone from two offending features, they want to, you know, knock it down to one offending feature. So these things spring up in these states, and I'm hoping that with all of the activism and the lawsuits and the work that's getting done, that, like I said, in 5 years from now, my motivation is that we'll be able to say, hey, you remember when we talked? Yeah, look at how much things have changed for the better. You know, and that's my motivation, that there will be relief for people in these crummy states.
Well, I mean, to be completely transparent here, New Jersey does have a concealed carry premise, and I think is it they give out about 400 permits per year?
It's something ridiculously low you know, for sure. That's actually something I'm thinking about putting a new Freedom of Information Act request out on and get those numbers again. But they're low. They're, you know, for private citizens that don't have a security job or a guard diamonds or something like that, yeah, it's an incredibly low number. If I were to apply for one, I would not get one.
Right.
You need to have this serious and specific repeated threats is the threshold to fill the justifiable need statute in New Jersey. And if you're not able to bring this documented proof of serious and specific threat, so it can't even just be a crazed group that's out there that's trying to wage war on all whatever group, right? It has to be this specific person, like, you
right.
know, I'm coming after you, John, and I'm going to get you, John.
Well, what kind of stuff did you guys see in the during the Antifa BLM season and during COVID and everything else? What kind of increase in crime did you guys see?
Interestingly enough, I feel that in comparison to some other left of center areas, New Jersey didn't get hit as bad. Now, there were some events that went south, but let's face the fact, the gold standard right now is Portland that's burning, you know, or the Chapter-Cha zone that we had going on out there in Seattle. none of that was really going on in Jersey, thank God. But I do believe there were a few isolated situations. For some reason, we actually do have our stuff together in that department, it seems. So I do have to give credit where credit's due, that the departments that are dealing with some of these areas where you would have these kind of flare-ups seem to be doing the right thing. That's not to say that there hasn't been an increase. I think there's the increase in crime has been almost unilaterally across the whole country, that people are seeing numbers of, you know, theft and violent crime has gone up. And again, this is, brings us back to the beginning of the show. Like, well, why do we have all these new firearm owners out there? Well, because they're worried about what we're discussing.
Yeah. Plus the, I haven't heard a lot about the New Jersey defund the police movement either. So I've been wondering about that.
Yeah, I haven't either. And it's been, I almost find it strange because New Jersey's so good at screwing things up. I'm just shocked that they haven't screwed that up here yet either. but, you know, I've had a guy that came to me for training. He was a guy I knew for 20-something years. He said, you know, I live in, you know, this county in New Jersey. It's a good, strong county that they believe in freedoms. He's like, you know, who knows what's going to change when? He says, you know, at a you know, drop of a dime, things can change, and next thing you know, we're all left, you know, to our own devices. And his words were, I never felt like I needed a gun, but I do now, you know, and that's kind of been the overall sentiment that I've been getting from a lot of students, and that defund the police rhetoric plays into that. I'm just, I haven't seen it too strong in New Jersey. And if somebody, yeah, if somebody's got some information about that, reach out to me on my website. I'd love to read about it and, you know, discuss it for sure.
Well, we're about to run out of time. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. We will do this again. JohnPetrolino.com. Find him at Bearing Arms and at Amoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you, Bill. It was a pleasure to be with you, and I look forward to being on the show with you again.
Roger that. Coming up next, coming out of Detroit, Planet Rick with Rick Ector. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.